Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Focus, Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live 7-Eleven, and we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for tuning in. We are thankful that we woke up this morning.
Well, that, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here.
Gathered together this morning. We're going to sing, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it." What about you? If you're glad this morning, but there's a song that says, if you're happy and you know it, say amen. 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 Do you believe that a man's greatest strength is often shown by his ability to stand still and trust? Well, this morning I came to discover that every day brings an opportunity to put our faith to work, our faith to work. Well, on your list of I do, I got on your I do list. The test is, whatever task it is, each day is going to bring an opportunity to put your faith to work. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. When we are challenged with a test, look at it as an opportunity, my beloved, because whatever we put our hands to do, the Bible says that we are to do it wholeheartedly unto the Lord. So we are to rejoice in all things, whether good or bad. And the test is, well, your testimony would be whether you failed the test or passed the test. The choice is yours. I'm going to play a selection this morning. Take just a few minutes so we can just refresh our mind, because we're ministering music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. So I've been playing a lot of music by Kim Burrell, who is a love song.
God speaks.
And she
reminds can you hear him?
Can you hear?
Can he hear you?
As you,
I hope he hears me. I hope you're listening, God. Oh, 'cause love My soul has escaped. Come on. Oh, yeah. My soul has escaped the snare of the fowler. I rise up on eagle wings for the great unknown. The cares of this weary life are now far behind me. I'm up above the shadows. I know where I belong, and I'm living now,
learning how
to enjoy my life, being free from strife, and I'm totally all about it, totally all about it, with my soul as it came. I'm happy now and cheap, I'm singing as I go, I'm telling everybody about this truth. I know how Jesus died to save me, and he gave me peace of mind. Mercy now surrounds me, and I'm grafted in the vine, and I'm living. God speaks. Can you hear him? Can he hear you? I hope he hears me. You know, it's amazing how we try to get God to bless us in a roundabout way. And when I say roundabout way, meaning, you know, go the opposite direction of blessings and pleasing God to get the right blessing. But imagine God responding to that.
Love me. know you tried to get to me with your senseless charm, yet you looked so alarmed as I walked by. Somehow in awesome wonder, you had to know why I did not respond to your carrying on. So instead of that, God says, love me in a special way. What more can I say? Way, meaning
you know, go the opposite direction of blessings and pleasing God to get the right blessing. But imagine God responding to that.
You know you tried to get to me with your senseless charm, yet you look so alarmed as I walked by. Somehow in awesome wonder you had to know why I did not respond to your carrying on.
So instead of that, God says,
love me in a special way. What more can I say?
Love me.
more than both. Love and is patient and kind. Love never envies nor bowls over with glorious, does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecoming. Love is God. God is love in us. And love does not exist on its own rights or its own way. For it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. It holds our faithless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. But as for prophecy, the gift of interpretation, the divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. And as for tongues, they will be destroyed and cease. And as for knowledge, it will pass away. It will lose its value and be superseded by truth. For our knowledge is fragmental, incomplete, and imperfect. And our prophecy, our teaching, is fragmentary, incomplete, likewise imperfect. But when the complete and perfect total comes, the incomplete and imperfect will vanish away. It will become antiquated. It will become void and supersede. The Bible says that faith, hope, love abides. Faith, conviction, and belief respecting man's relation to God and divine things. Hope is joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation. Love is true affection for God and man. Let me say that again. Love is true affection for God, growing out of God's love for and in us. These three, but the greatest of these is love.
You know, it's amazing how we try to get God to bless us in a roundabout way. And when I say roundabout way, meaning, you know, go the opposite direction of blessings and pleasing God to get the right blessing. But imagine God responding to that.
Love me in a special way.
John 3:16 says to God, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believes in him shall not perish.
You know
but
you try to get to me.
Every opportunity
with your senseless charm. Yet you love.
When God says, love your neighbor as thyself, that means loving unconditionally, even to those that are
somehow
not very
in awesome wonder.
There's no more to
you had to know
you
why
had
to. I did not respond to your caring.
It restores the life
of, that,
of another because you demonstrate
love me
God's love. So my beloved,
what
if you believe
can I say?
That the greatest sense is often shown by your ability to stand still and trust in the God.
That is the way.
What more can I say? But he that believes
in God
shall
have special.
We will have.
We have a rich kind. Good accepting in life.
The sound of life. No man.
So reach into your chain of thought. Try to find something new. Maybe it would work for you, but well, for me, it just won't do. Love me in a special way. What more can I say? Love me now.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Anybody come to lift up Jesus tonight? Anybody come to lift up the name of the Lord? Why don't you just make some noise and give him all the glory? We come to lift up his name. Come on. Put those hands together all over this sanctuary. Come on, let's give him some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. We come to lift. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. He said it's high. He lifts that up. Woo! I saw all men unto me. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said it. Jesus said it. If I be lifted up. Hey, 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 hey. Listen. I'll heal your body. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. Jesus said it. He said it. Hallelujah to Jesus.
We invite you to come lift up the name of Jesus on the 26th Friday. It is our DAJ Evangelistic Outreach Friday night gathering, and it's all about family. So if you would like to join us, we start at 7 o'clock at the YMCA in Harrisburg. At 701 North Front Street. You don't want to miss a great word from Apostle Overseer Raglan from True Vine Resurrection Temple. Also, we have a guest solo that's going to be with us, joining us, and a minister of music and food and fellowship. So come join us. That is Friday at 7 o'clock at the YMCA.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court.
Your talent.
With praise.
Be a blessing.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
So give us plus 717-9150. This is my website, www.deborahfranklinministryoutreachministry.org.
We want to enter into that private place,
J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Evangelistic, E-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-S-T.
That's what we're here tonight. That's where, the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence?
And
how many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry and should take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Would you like to be a host or a sponsor of the program? Call me at 717-379-1503. So we're going to close.
Our Father,
a prayer,
which art in heaven,
perhaps for someone that you know today,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done, with love,
physically and mentally.
Though well, I may speak well to you,
for he cares,
has become of nothing.
And
though I have many gifts to share with you, they belong me nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you.
And forgive us.
To even feed the poor. And give until there is no more.
Lord,
that we so we gotta pray. Pray for love. Let us pray for love. To be kind, to never envy or brag, choosing never to be puffed up in yourself, imagine never acting unseemly, never.
It's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship, but I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.